And a good week to everybody. Welcome to Corn Comments, the radio program about the folks who make the communities go, our state's farmers and ranchers. Brought to you by the South Dakota Corn Utilization Council, a volunteer farmer-led commodity organization. At last, it's here, spring. In honor of this long-awaited weather phenomenon, I've written a poem. A poem which, by all standards, may well be hung on the wall of the state capitol right beside the portraits of the governors. Here we go. Spring has sprung, the grass has riz, but I don't know where the flowers is. Ooh-wee. You know, over the many years at the Sioux Falls Stockyards, it's always fun this time of year to be around the folks who raise the food because no matter the weather, no matter the price, the spring season brought an underlying sense of optimism which those farm and ranch families could not keep under their sweatshirts. Farmer's spring and optimism go hand in hand, and if you toss in a Carhartt sweatshirt, well, it gets no better than that. I bring up the Carhartt sweatshirt because you still have until March 31st to take advantage of all of the incentives associated with a new or renewed three-year membership in the South Dakota Corn Growers. For only $200, your three-year membership in the state organization automatically makes you a three-year member of the National Corn Growers. In addition to the Carhartt, just listen to all of the other perks associated with that membership. $90 in seed certificates, $25 quick grit certificate, a 12-month subscription to DTN Six Factors Marketing Strategies, a 12-month subscription to DTN Ag Essential Management Solution, and three free issues of Progressive Farmer. Lest I forget, you can join or renew by simply calling the office 334-0100 or go online, sdcorn.org. Without going into all of the reasons that membership support of your particular commodity organization is important, there's one that sticks out. The state and national corn growers works 24/7 to protect your ability to farm freely and profitably through lobbying and education in Peer, Washington, D.C., and the media. It's just as simple as that. For the South Dakota Corn Utilization Council, yes sir, spring has sprung. Be careful in your work and thanks a bunch for what you do.